Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's have a look at some of the news. Researchers in Death Valley are looking at bighorn sheep to study links between movement, genetics, and disease. Diseases pose one of the largest threats to the survival of desert bighorn sheep. Bighorn sheep were exposed to new diseases when domestic sheep and goats were brought into the West. Some diseases are common and relatively minor in domestic sheep and goats, yet can be deadly for bighorn sheep. There are 60 of the bighorn sheep now collared with GPS units. The GPS collars will help produce the most accurate picture of the location, movement, and size of the bighorn sheep herds in Death Valley to date. They will also provide real-time monitoring of how bighorn sheep respond to challenges like disease, human activities, and climate change. For more information, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. Inyo Council for the Arts, the ICA Holiday Store, will be open this week, December 19th through the 23rd from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Please note they will be closed on December 26th. Shop locally this holiday season. The ICA Holiday Gallery show is up now. Come check out the great local art and do some of your holiday shopping while at it. Their address is 150 Willow Street in Bishop. For more information, you can call 760-873-8014 or email them at info@inyo.org. Members of the Inyo Board of Supervisors and key staff had a chance to meet last weekend with newly elected State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill to discuss issues and challenges affecting the Inyo County. The afternoon included individual visits with the Supervisor Kingsley, Roser, and Griffiths, during which the local officials had the opportunity to discuss everything from economic development to infrastructure to connectivity for isolated communities of Inyo County. Senator Alvarado Gill also spent time with the City of Bishop Administrator Destin Deshian and members of the Bishop City Council. The visit culminated in a public meet and greet during a posada at the Tri-County Fairgrounds hosted by the Inyo Mono Cattlewoman. Board members expressed gratitude for the chance to discuss areas of concern and for the engagement from the senator.
Okay, we've been driving for hours. I can't wait for Mammoth. I need some food now.
Okay, babe. Bishop's just another 20 minutes.
Well, what's this town? Big Pine? Why can't we eat here?
No fast food.
Ugh, gross. No, I want something fresh and made for me, not for a microwave.
Okay, let me look up Big Pine on Yelp. Oh, wow. Copper Top.
Battery?
No. The number one voted barbecue restaurant in the United States is in this little town.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That sounds great, but I bet the line is like insane for that quality of food.
No way. It says here you can order online and pick it up when you get there.
What's the website? Coppertopbarbecue.com?
Yep. And you know what this means, don't you?
What?
Fast food.
Oh, I'm beginning to rethink this whole camping thing.
BUHS would like to remind everyone, despite their gym locations needing to be changed, they still need to follow HDL pricing for their basketball games. General admission is $8. Student with an ABS card is $1. Visiting school student with an ABS is $5. Elementary and junior high is $6. Please be advised that seating is limited in their alternate locations. They will be having cash ticket sales only. There will be no GoFan options, as they will do first-come, first-served seating. Please be mindful of other spectators wanting to watch their relations on the court and squeeze in. They'd like to thank you for your support in a not-so-ideal situation. Also on that note, Mammoth Varsity Boys Basketball falls to Bishop 41-59. And in the girls' game, Bishop won 63-14. Way to go, Broncos. And that's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.